All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Red TV with Married with Children. We're back. You guys are liking the episodes. We're bringing more to you. It's a new year. Let's go ahead and get this started.
Smell. Yours doesn't either.
Of course not. We're vegetarian.
Okay. I'll just add a pair of Elf socks.
Peggy, what are you doing?
I'm getting myself a VCR.
I see.
No, you don't. You're not a housewife. You have your own money. I have to use strategy. You see, when you first get married, you can withhold sex. But then they get to like that. So you have to put a little spin on the ball. You see, I have to pretend to clean to remind Al how hard my work is. He'll come in that door any minute, sit down in the couch, put one hand down his pants and the other hand here on this VCR ad.
Excuse me, Peggy, but why don't you just say, honey, I want a VCR?
Because Al works very hard for his money. And he deserves me to work equally as hard to get him to spend it on me. To continue, he'll say, why do we need a VCR? Because you want to watch Phil and tape Oprah? Huh. I mean, everyone knows that you watch Oprah and tape Phil. Man,
oh, God, Donahue.
Yeah, Donahue.
Paychecks.
He's still alive?
Don't you find this demeaning?
I think so.
Just the part where I have to explain it to you.
His wife's still alive. I think she had all kinds of surgery.
Oh, there's his car.
Plastic surgery.
I better get going.
Oh, no, stick around. You might lose your job someday and have to be a woman. Hi, honey. I didn't hear you pull up. How was your day?
I sell shoes, okay? Jeez, it stinks in here. Oh, well, what's for dinner?
Gee, I don't know. Let's see. Son of a gun, they're having a sale on VCRs. What are those?
Video something recorders.
It's a good price, isn't it?
It's not bad.
You know, if we had one of these, you could tape the Cubs game while you were at work.
Come on, you just want one because Phil and Oprah are on at the same time and it's killing you.
Please, Al, please, can I have one?
Well...
Oh, stop, please, I can't stand anymore.
But maybe you should go home, please.
This is so simple. Peggy wants a VCR, but she's afraid you'll say no.
And she's smarter than you.
Peggy, you don't have to stand for this. It is the tragedy of our times that a housewife has to beg for what she's entitled to. Just because Peggy Bundy's contribution is in the home doesn't mean it's any less valuable than Al Bundy's in the workplace.
You can't have a VCR.
What gives you the right to make that decision?
Because the name on this check says Al Bundy. Well, that's not important. What's important is that I can cash it. Maybe. Because
I
think
maybe.
Bottom line.
Now I'll get the door.
He's not even sure now.
Well, yeah, that ain't your name, sir.
Hi, Peggy. Honey, I just wanted to tell you this old house is coming on. Bob's going to test for a septic tank.
Just a second, Steve. I'm settling an argument here.
Oh, Bob Vila, he's still alive, right? No, I think he died.
So what's the argument?
Peggy, if Al doesn't appreciate your contributions, then it's time to take them elsewhere. You want a VCR? I have the solution. You're going to get a job.
She's not getting a job.
You know, Al, probably none of my business, but there are advantages to having a working wife. For one thing, it gave us enough money to buy the house next to yours. No, wait, that's a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Like what?
You tell him, Al.
Well, for one thing, you'll have two paychecks coming in. It sure helps around bill time.
I don't care. In the history of the Bundy family, no wife has ever worked outside or inside the home. I'm about to change.
Think of Peggy. What do you think? She just wants to sit around all day just watching TV?
Nods her head like, yeah.
I don't like that anymore. You know, I talked with a customer today who had a job that would be perfect for Peggy.
Oh, gee, guys. I already have a job. My family needs me. Kelly, honey,
he's
you want 76. Me to make you some dinner?
Still
oh, no,
alive.
I'm going to eat at Joni's house.
Oh, wow.
Her mom makes homemade stuff.
Oh. Be careful. You never know what they put in that. 15 is the most crucial age of all. You really have to keep after them. Oh, and Bud, my baby. Excuse me, but I promised Bud I'd help him with his homework.
It's all done, Mom.
Phil Donahue's 87.
Ah!
Oh, you must be tired. You want something to eat?
No, thanks. I don't have time to cook right now, Mom.
Ah!
Peggy, the kids are obviously old enough to take care of themselves. And Al, well, he'll learn. Just put an L and an R on each of his shoes and he should be fine.
Careful, Steve. Someone's gonna steal this one away.
I think we're overlooking the most important thing here, and that is, what does Peggy want?
Yes. What does Peggy want?
I want a VCR.
And the only way to get it and feel good about yourself is to get this job. You do want to work, don't you? I'm so excited. Can't wait to go home and call about the job. Come on, Steve.
Welcome to the workforce, Peg.
Now remember, kids, this is your mother's first day at work. She's probably a little nervous, a little insecure. So when she comes down those stairs, I want everyone to stand behind her like a family. Try not to laugh. You'll feel a warm sensation on your head and shoulders. Don't panic. That's just our friend, the sun.
And Al, if you should feel a sudden sharp pain where you sit, that's just your friend, my foot.
Come on, Peggy. You're gonna love this. You're gonna come home tonight with a real sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, you're right. I've been cooped up in this house much too long. It's time to say goodbye and move on. Goodbye, Bud.
Mom, please. You're a strong woman.
Goodbye, Kelly.
Mom, my hair.
Ah! Walk right by the husband.
Well, Al, I'm off to work. Thank you, Al. You have a good day, too.
Don't worry, Peggy. It'll be fine. It's going to be a great job, and you'll be surprised at just how quickly the day goes by.
Oh,
you have any clocks?
No. He just wore.
Oprah's doing a whole week on transsexuals. Which bathroom should they use?
What?
Phil's doing a show. That's a little close to now.
Oh, hello. I'm Mr. Pond, Ernst Pond. I'm one of your superiors. You have many. Now, let's see. Is it Miss Bundy or Mrs.?
Ms.
Ah, then it's Miss.
It's Mrs. Hey, look, do you have any openings in the TV department?
Oh, you just don't start in TV. You rise to it. Besides, we prefer to put men in the TV department. We find women tend to waste a lot of time watching Oprah. I get them confused. Did you love that training film? Mulden's, The First 100 Years?
How in the world did you get William Shatner to narrate?
The game of VCR. I love that aerial shot of all the employees spelling out the name Mulden's.
Yeah, wasn't it the top of your head I saw dot in the eye?
Twas. Now I leave you to your happy task, Mrs. Bundy, and don't forget, tomorrow is daylight savings time, so you have to reset all the clocks.
Damn!
And one and two and like a dog and two.
I better go. I have some waiting for me. Can I have $5?
Yeah. Thanks, Mom.
$5 would give you give you a lot back then.
Yeah. Where's your daddy?
He went out in the garage.
What are you making for dinner?
Marshmallows.
Well, where's the dog?
He's out barfing marshmallows.
Dinner for the kids.
Marshmallows, Al.
Hey, we toasted them, Peg.
I am not cooking dinner, Al. I work now.
And I'm glad that you do. Because now that you're bringing in some extra money, we can get some stuff that we need. New bike for Bud, a tutor for Kelly, and maybe some fishing gear for me.
Hey, wait a minute, Al. What about my VCR? This is my money we're talking about now.
Well, how come when I make it, it's our money, but when you make it, it's your money?
Nah.
We'll leave that to the historians.
We'll leave that to the historians.
Anything you make is our money, and we're getting fishing gear.
I don't want fishing gear.
Hey, I didn't want new clothes for the kids, but I gave in. And what's good for the goose is good for the goose's wife. Great to be working, isn't it, Peg?
Get the door, Al. I work now.
You get the door. I work, too.
Well, I got home last.
Well, I work longer.
Then you should be used to it. Now go see who it is.
Funny.
Hi, Peggy. How was your first day at work?
I hate working. That's why I got married. And now I'm not even getting a VCR. Oh, the kids are getting what they want. Al's getting what he wants. But me? I miss Phil. I miss Oprah. I miss my empty life.
Congratulations, Peggy. You've learned what it is to be a woman of today. The freedom to make your own choices. You tried work. You hate it. Now you can choose to quit.
No, I can't. comes home every day, and if I ask him to do something for me, or to me, he says he's too tired from work. So if I quit, then he'll know that I know that work is hard. And that'll be the end of any fun I'll have in our marriage. No. The only way out is to get Al to make me quit.
Then you're going to keep the job?
I have to.
Well, I meant what's best for you, Peggy. I think it'll work out fine.
And don't think I don't appreciate it, Marcy. Hello, Pizza Shack. I'd like 15 of your gut bucket pizzas delivered to Marcy Rhodes. Oh, free garlic bread with every order? No, thanks. We'll pay for it.
Wow.
Okay, kids. Marshmallows are ready.
That's the only thing you can make.
Chocolate bar for me, but he is the family dog, so don't give it to him. Just draw him with the scent. Come on, it's only protein in the house.
Yeah, that's all right. I got 15 more pizzas at home.
Smock at Maldon's, and of course she needed some new clothes, and then she wanted some new shoes.
Well, that's no problem. You sell shoes.
No, she wanted good shoes.
Yeah.
So the way I figure, if she keeps working any longer, we'll all be living in the gutter. But actually, I won't be living in the gutter. I'll be in prison for killing your wife.
Well, before you go down that long, lonesome road, Al, why don't you try this? Ask Peggy to quit.
No, I can't do that. Now, see, the truth is, I like having her at home.
Wow, she'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I'm sure she would, but I'm not going to tell her. because then I'd have nothing to complain about, and I love complaining. Now, if I got her to quit, she'd lord it over me for the rest of my life. Yeah, she'd say, I wanted to work, but you want me home, so now I'm home, so shut up. And that would be the end of all my fun in the marriage. Now, I got to think of another way.
Gee, Al, I don't like to butt into your business.
No, go ahead, pretend you're your wife.
Okay. I think you have to take into consideration what's best for Peggy.
Why would I do that? This time. How's work? Are you still enjoying it?
What's that noise?
What noise?
I hear ticking. Oh, it's you.
Me? I tell you an interesting thing about this watch, Peg. You put it in water, you ruin it.
the dog has the runs. Are you gonna do any housework tonight, Peg?
I have a job, Al. Unless you want me to quit.
No. Unless you want to quit.
Well, then, I guess we're both kind of happy, huh?
Yep.
Mom, Dad, there's something we have to talk to you about. We really miss you around the house, Mom.
Yeah. No offense to you, Dad, but we're starving and we're dirty. I think we need you to take care of us, Mom.
I know we're at an age where we ought to be able to take care of ourselves, but we can't. We want you to quit your job.
What do you say, Peg?
Well, the kids have to come first. Okay, I'll quit. But only because I love you.
You hear that, kids? Your mother's quite a lady. Now, Peg, are you going to go shopping tomorrow and get some groceries?
If I have time.
What do you mean if you have time? You don't do anything else.
Okay, Al, I'll go shopping. But if I do, I'll miss Phil and I'll miss Oprah and the Cubs game. But that's all right, Al. You'll get me a VCR when you're ready. Are you ready, Al? Please, please, please.
Oh, God.
Well, since you put it like that. Sure, why not? Hey, wait a moment. We can still use your employee discount.
Oh, I don't think so, Al. I think they're kind of mad at me. I kind of damaged some merchandise.
Well, that'd be a nice gift for Steve and Marcy.
Well, we did it.
Yep. Does Mom know Dad paid us? No. Dad know Mom paid us?
No.
Does Mom know about your phony ID?
Nope.
Oh, that's funny. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
You guys like, do you sell clocks? No. And then he walks right out the field. There's like 50 million clocks in the damn building. Oh, yeah. He's like, some people, look, that shows how stupid some people really are. I'm looking for heaters. They're right there. Like, I can point right at them. That's what I want to see.
That happens all the time at work.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Oh, man. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We are out for Grimm's Red TV with Married with Children. We will see you with more.